Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga games from the 1st to the 3rd of November 2024. And you can see all the details for the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers.
And if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you can find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Let's go with Bayer Leverkusen, who sit in third on the table in the Bundesliga, who take on Stuttgart, who are eighth in the table. It kicks off on Friday, the 1st of November at 7:30 p.m. in the UK. That's the time slot. And on footballpredictions.net, of course, you can find your localised kickoff time, odds, TV channels and streaming services. This one is available on Sky Sports. And also, it's on Bet365 live streamed. And if you're going to watch it on there, subscription free, use our bonus code FP365. Give us the rundown of these two.
Yeah, these are two teams who've had a good run of form. Leverkusen currently in third, and we have Stuttgart in eighth. Both teams played midweek matches in the DFB Pokal, the German Cup competition. And listen to this, Bayer Leverkusen at home to Elversberg won 3-0, and Football Predictions predicted 3-0. And Stuttgart 2-1 at home to Kaiserslautern, and guess what Football Prediction predicted? 2-1 to Stuttgart in that game. So, wow, two correct scores from the beginning of this podcast. That's pretty incredible. If we look at the Bundesliga, then we, of course, had games last weekend. Bayer Leverkusen visited Werder Bremen and got a 2-2 draw in a both teams to score prediction by us. So that was well in. And Stuttgart, they had a slightly easier task because they played Holstein Kiel, who is currently at the bottom of the Bundesliga, and they beat them 2-1, and we predicted 3-1. So we had a both teams to score and a Stuttgart to win prediction in that game. Overall, on the form, both teams are looking good. Obviously, Bayer Leverkusen, they just have one defeat all season, which was right at the beginning of the season at home to Leipzig, but now unbeaten in six. Has to be said with Bayer Leverkusen, and also like considering the prediction for this game is that every single Bayer Leverkusen game this season has ended both teams to score, and 7 out of 8 of the matches in the Bundesliga has ended with over 2.5 goals. So this is definitely the entertainers of the Bundesliga so far this season. Lots of goals, both for and against, because more recently they have had 3 draws from 4 games in the Bundesliga. And so those goals that they are conceding are costing them quite a few points. And they showed that at Werder Bremen, because Werder Bremen there, they let them back in the game very late on. Werder Bremen equalized in the 90th minute to 2-2. And as for Stuttgart, a little bit more mixed form, but they are doing well both in the Cup tournament and the Champions League. But their last away game did end in a 4-0 defeat at Bayern Munich. So leading on to our prediction.
Well, yeah, you're making a good case there for lots of goals in this game, and that is the way we think it's going to go. We have actually gone for both teams to score, though, in this one, but you could probably easily also go for an over 2.5 goals. But yeah, both teams to score for this one. You can get odds of 1.5 at the moment. And in terms of the actual result, yeah, we can't really see past a Bayer Leverkusen win, and odds of that are currently 1.55. In fact, Leverkusen are unbeaten in the league by Stuttgart in their last 10 games. So it's quite a long unbeaten run against them. So we think that might well continue here. Correct score, we've gone for 3-1 to the home side. And you can get odds there of 11 or 10 to 1. And in our poll, 61% of you think Bayer Leverkusen will win as well. Only 14% think that Stuttgart will come away with the points, and the rest saying it's probably going to be a draw. So but we think it'll be a Leverkusen win. Next up, we've got the league leaders, Bayern Munich, who take on Union Berlin in fourth. And this kicks off on Saturday, the 2nd of November at 2:30 p.m. UK time. You can find your local kickoff time and the game odds and all the available broadcast streaming channels for this match, of course, on our page on footballpredictions.net. Head there and have a look at everything that you can see that we're about to discuss here as well. And you can, of course, live stream this one on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them, and you'll be able to start watching that subscription free. Well, Bayern Munich are rolling along.
Rolling along very nicely. Another win midweek in the DFB Pokal for them. We predicted that win because we said they were going to beat Mainz, and they beat them quite convincingly, 4-0 away from home. And last weekend in the Bundesliga, another big win for Bayern Munich, who after two draws had that big home win against Stuttgart. They beat them 4-0, and then they went to Bochum and beat them 5-0. We had Bayern Munich also to win that game in an overs game. So yeah, in between that, they did go to Barcelona and they lost 4-1 in that game. But listen to this, Bayern Munich this season have scored 29 goals in the Bundesliga in just 8 games. That's
wow.
Well over 3 goals, close to 4 goals on average that they are scoring per game. And don't forget, they also had that massive win in the Champions League where they beat Dinamo Zagreb 9-2, plus the DFB Pokal results, which have both resulted in 4-0 away wins. So Bayern Munich definitely can score goals, lots of them. But one that can't score so many goals, and like literally the polar opposite in the Bundesliga, is Union Berlin. So far, 8 games this season, they've scored 9 goals and conceded 5. So
wow,
this is going to be a very, very interesting contest. Is it going to be goals, or are we going to see a more Union Berlin approach, who is going to manage to keep contain Bayern Munich in this game? Union Berlin had a more unfortunate faith in the DFB Pokal midweek because they lost away to Arminia Bielefeld. What we said actually in that game was it was going to end with under 2.5 goals, unsurprisingly under 2.5 goals, and they lost 2-0 in that game. Last weekend in the Bundesliga, we predicted Union Berlin to draw Eintracht Frankfurt 1-1. Guess what? It ended 1-1, that home game. And previous to that, in Union Berlin's latest away game in the Bundesliga, we had them down for 1-0 at Holstein Kiel, and they beat them 2-0. So again, we had the under 2.5 goals and the Union Berlin prediction in that game. Union Berlin has managed to beat Dortmund this season. So they've beaten some good teams. They are fourth in the league. This is not, from a Bayern Munich perspective, probably going to be as easy a team to break down.
Yeah, I mean, Union Berlin are clearly one of the hardest working defences or defensive units in the league. And, you know, they've only, like you said before, conceded in the last 6, they've only conceded 4 goals. So, yeah, they're not going to be easy to break down. So it should be an attack versus defence kind of game. I mean, being at Bayern, of course, they'll have the home crowd there behind them as well. So it's not going to be easy for Union Berlin. But, you know, what we do think is that they might be able to counterattack and get one goal. So we've actually decided that we're going for both teams to score in this one. For that, you can get odds of 2, which isn't too bad. But yeah, if you want to go for a Bayern Munich win, which is what we have elected for, you can get only odds of 1.18, as you might imagine, as they're going so well. But yeah, Union Berlin is going to be pretty tough to break down. So we don't think it'll be one of those big thrashings and lots of goals. But we think, yeah, Bayern will get ahead. And we've gone for a correct score prediction of 2-1 for this one. Odds of that are 10, which is quite high, really, 9-1. And if you are looking for, if you like, the idea of Union Berlin actually having a shock win, you get odds of 13 on that one. So very high. Draw is 7.5, the odds. So, yeah, Bayern Munich to win is obviously they're very much odds on favourites, as you would expect. And 75% of you out there think Bayern Munich will win, 5% Union Berlin, and the other 20% a draw. But yeah, we think it's going to be a 2-1 home win, and we'll stick by that. Next up, we have Eintracht Frankfurt, who are in 6th, and they take on Bochum, who are down in 18th. Kicks off on Saturday, the 2nd of November, 2:30 p.m. UK time. Visit our page on footballpredictions.net, see it in the clickable links, to view your local kickoff time and all the betting odds and the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. One, of course, which is Bet365. You can live stream it, kind of a download, to your computer or device. Use our bonus code FP365 and you can watch it subscription free. Now, Eintracht Frankfurt had a good DFB Pokal match as well. And guess what? We had a nice prediction on that too, didn't we?
Yes, indeed. I think the DFB Pokal was the definitely the place to be in terms of predictions this week on Football Predictions, because listen to this. They played Gladbach at home and we predicted 2-1 win for Frankfurt. And guess what? They won that game 2-1. But not only that, last weekend, Eintracht Frankfurt was at Union Berlin. We just covered that game. That ended 1-1 and we had a 1-1 also in our prediction. Previous to that, we had the outcomes when they played in the Europa League against RFS from Finland. And we also said that Frankfurt lost at Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. Yeah. They lost 2-1 in that game. Now, actually, Frankfurt has been doing really well this season in the Bundesliga. They're in good form. They lost the first game of the season at Dortmund. And ever since that, they only lost narrowly at Leverkusen. However, they without a win in three. But again, that has included a 3-3 draw with Bayern Munich, that 2-1 defeat at Leverkusen, and then the 1-1 draw at Union Berlin. So not easy games. Prior to that, they had 4 wins in a row. For Bochum, different story. Bochum out of the DFB Pokal, so they had no midweek game. They were beaten in the DFB Pokal early in the season against Jahn Regensburg. So that was a lower league team that they lost to. That can't have been good for confidence. Ouch. Yeah, because ever since that, Bochum this season has dropped to the bottom of the Bundesliga like a stone. They are last with just 1 point. And that 1 point was picked up at home against Holstein Kiel, who are second from bottom. Also, their results are kind of going from bad to worse. Beginning of the season, to mention a few results, they lost at Leipzig 1-0, then 2-0 at home to Gladbach, 2-1 at Freiburg. However, recently, 5-0 home defeat last week to Bayern Munich. They lost 3-1 in the latest away game at Hoffenheim. We said they were going to lose that one 2-1, so we were close there. They lost 3-1 at home to Wolfsburg and 4-2 away to Dortmund. We predicted all the outcomes of those games, including Freiburg as well. So yeah, 5 out of 6 of the outcomes we predicted recently for Bochum. And I think I'm not going to be too confident here, but I think Bochum is in for it at Frankfurt as well.
Yeah, we think Eintracht Frankfurt will win. And so does just about everybody else at the moment, because the odds you can only get there are 1.33. So completely odds on favourites there. They haven't been beaten in the league by Bochum in their last 3 matches, but they've had a few draws against them as well. So, but yeah, we think this time and place that it's going to be very much a Frankfurt win. Not by a hell of a lot. We're picking a 2-1 win. So odds on 2-1 for a correct score you can get at 9 at the moment. That's 8-1. And if you're interested in another alternative tip, we've gone for both teams to score. You can get odds of that at 1.62. Regarding what you think out there, 65% of you voting in a poll on their page think Eintracht Frankfurt, 10% Bochum, with the other 25% opting for a draw. So, yeah, we've gone for another home win, 2-1. Next and final featured match, we've got Hoffenheim, who are 15th in the table, who take on nearby neighbour in the league, 16th place, St. Pauli. This one is on Saturday, 2nd November, 2:30 p.m. in the UK. Visit footballpredictions.net's page to view your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming channels. That's tailored to your location. Of course, if you're outside of Germany, you can watch this on Bet365 and use our bonus code FP365 to watch it subscription free. So, yeah, this is quite incredible. We predicted again the DFB Pokal match exactly for Hoffenheim during the week.
Yes, and it's... It's quite interesting. Like, we've now got another correct score on one of the teams that are playing this week in the Bundesliga. Hoffenheim beat Nuremberg 2-1 in the DFB Pokal, and guess what? We predicted 2-1 in that game. So that was quite an incredible run of correct scores there in the German Cup tournament. Long may it continue. So this weekend, Hoffenheim home to St. Pauli. It's quite an important game already at the bottom of the Bundesliga, because these are two teams just around that relegation playoff spot. Looking at how St. Pauli has gotten onto life in the Bundesliga, it's going to be tricky to see them really getting any higher in the league, unless they can beat teams like Hoffenheim, of course. However, St. Pauli, they've got one win to their name all season. That was a 3-0 win at Freiburg, so they do have it in them. However, they're really struggling for goals. Apart from that 3-0 win, they've only scored in two other games this season, which was a 3-1 defeat at Augsburg and then a 2-1 defeat at Dortmund. So they're kind of struggling for goals. And if we isolate that result, you could say that that's just two goals in seven games for St. Pauli. St. Pauli also played in the DFB Pokal midweek. They lost 4-2 at Leipzig. We set both teams to score and a defeat for St. Pauli there, which went in. We had it down for 2-1. But anyway, Leipzig win and both teams to score, and St. Pauli out. Now, for St. Pauli, though, when we talk correct scores, let's look at last weekend, because they played Wolfsburg at home. And considering the low amount of goals that St. Pauli has got in them, we predicted 0-0. Yeah. And guess what? It ended 0-0 against Wolfsburg. Prior to that, in their most recent away game in the Bundesliga, they lost 2-1 at Dortmund. And guess what? We predicted 2-1. to Dortmund in that game. So we are quite hot on our German tips, whether it's DFB Pokal or Bundesliga so far this season. I think the overall takeaway from St. Pauli is a low-scoring team, and traveling to Hoffenheim is not going to be easy. Hoffenheim so far this season have recorded their only two wins at home, and those were against Holstein Kiel and Bochum, who are two teams who are sitting just under St. Pauli. You'd probably be forgiven to think that Hoffenheim would want to look for a similar result against St. Pauli in this game. It has to be said that when Hoffenheim are playing at home, there are quite a few goals in their games. Not one game has ended with four goals or less. This season. But they are up against the St. Pauli team who We'll want to try and see how they can see out opponents by not conceding a lot, like last weekend against Wolfsburg. So this is going to be an edgy game, a close game at the bottom of the Bundesliga, because Hoffenheim really need this win as well to kickstart their season.
Yeah, it's like no one wants to lose this game, but we do think there will be a winner. But going back on that a little bit first, so yeah, just judging by what you said before, low scoring, we think. So we've gone for an under 2.5 goals game in this one, and you can get fairly good odds on that, actually, 2.3. So let's fingers crossed that the trends continue in the direction they have been. But we believe Hoffenheim will win it, and odds there you can get 1.83. Correct score, we've actually gone for 1-0. So, of course, you could get 1-0 or 2-0 to keep it under 2.5 goals. 9.5 are the odds you can get for that. And in our poll on the site, we've got 60% of you voting for Hoffenheim to win as well. Surprisingly, only 7% St. Pauli, with the rest a draw. Odds on a draw, by the way, 3.8. Odds on a St. Pauli win, 4. So, they are fairly hot favourites, really, to win this one at home, Hoffenheim. And let's hope that's what happens. For our predictions anyway. So let's go with the summary matches. Wolfsburg 14th take on Augsburg, who are 12th. This one kicks off on Saturday as well, 2nd of November, 2:30 p.m. UK time. And one that, again, you can watch on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch that one subscription free. And for this game, we've actually gone for a home win. We've gone for a correct score of 2-1, and we've gone for both teams to score in that game.
Yes, moving on to Holstein Kiel, who is 17th, take on Heidenheim. And this game also takes place Saturday, 2nd of November, 2:30 UK time. Remember, you can watch this game live on Bet365 using FP365 as your bonus code. For this game, we're going with a score draw 1-1.
Yep. And next up, we have Borussia Dortmund, who are up in 7th, who take on RB Leipzig, who are even further up in 2nd. This one kicks off on Saturday, 2nd of November, 5:30 p.m. in the UK. Of course, another one you can live stream direct from a Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365, and you can watch that one subscription free. And yeah, for this one, we are also opting for a home win, but we're going for both teams to score on this one as well. And correct score we've got is 3-1.
Yeah, moving on to Sunday, 3rd of November at 2:30. Freiburg in 5th takes on Mainz in 13th. For this game, and we're going with a home win again. We're going with both teams to score and a correct score of 2-1 to Freiburg.
Yeah, and then we've got Borussia Mönchengladbach, who are in 11th, who take on Werder Bremen, who are in 9th. This one's on Sunday as well, 3rd of November, 4:30 p.m. UK time, that is. And yeah, if you can watch this one as well on Bet365, live stream it there. Use our bonus code FP365 and watch it subscription free. For this one, we have gone for an over 2.5 goals game. I think there's going to be a lot of goals in it. And we've gone for a Borussia Mönchengladbach win to the tune of 3-0. And it's worth mentioning that if you are planning to live stream matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18 plus, gamble aware, and make use of that bonus code again, FP365, if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description section of this podcast, you can see links to the fixtures we've just covered, or just go directly to footballpredictions.net. Once you're there, you can browse the online places to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels. Our predictions for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
And in case you didn't know, we record these football podcasts across several competitions, as well as the Bundesliga, and you can hear them all at podcast.net. footballpredictions.net, or of course on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Well, that's all. Thanks for joining us, and until the next time, it is
cheers.
Auf Wiedersehen.